From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United States flew two B-2 stealth bombers over South Korea today and dropped dummy munitions on an island range. The drill, called Foal Eagle, was part of joint military exercises between the U.S. and South Korea. It comes at a time of heightened tensions on the peninsula. Just last month, North Korea completed its third nuclear test. And in recent weeks, the North's new leader has repeatedly threatened the U.S. with attack. Earlier today at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel addressed the situation.
I think they're very provocative actions, and belligerent tone has ratcheted up the danger. And we have to understand that reality.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman joins us now. And Tom, today's B-2 maneuvers come after other U.S. bombers. B-52s also took part in joint exercises. Is this a case of saber-rattling on the part of the U.S.?
You know, Robert, Secretary Hagel was asked about that today. He denied the U.S. as being provocative in any way. He and General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, pointed out that, listen, these exercises have been going on for many years, decades. And the B-2 and the B-52s have been used in past years. And these exercises largely have been ignored in the United States, of course not in the Korean Peninsula. What's new here, Robert, is that you have a different political situation. You have two new leaders on the Korean Peninsula.
Those two new leaders, of course, North Korea's young leader, Kim Jong-un, and South Korea's new and first female president, Park Geun-hye.
That's right. Both have been talking tough. You have Kim threatening war against the United States. He pulled the hotline between North and South Korea. He put his troops on high alert. And you also have President Park. She said that North Korea's, quote, path to survival is to give up its nuclear and weapons program and missile program. And she said that last week during the third anniversary of the sinking of a South Korean ship that was believed sunk by a North Korean submarine. And she spoke at a cemetery where nearly 50 dead South Korean sailors are buried from that incident.
But, Tom, why would the U.S. Fly bombers and drop ammunition? Wouldn't that simply make this tense situation even more tense?
Right. Well, you know, again, they were asked about that. They said it's not provocative, but clearly on the Korean Peninsula, this is causing problems. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, is ratcheting up his rhetoric. There's a lot of worry among South Koreans about this. And also, the Americans have come up with something called the Combined Counter-Provocation Plan. I asked General Dempsey about that today, and he really didn't answer what it's all about. But what he did say was what we're told is the whole point of this is to pull back to make sure that things don't get worse, that things don't escalate.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman.